Robots will be verifying some of our ballots. Can we trust them? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Sabri Benishour in for Molly Wood. As a record number of voters vote by mail this year, more than half of states are relying on signatures to verify voter identities. Apparently, mismatched signatures were the most common reason that mail ballots were rejected in 2016. And nearly 30 counties in at least 8 states use automatic signature verification software to help. Software. And while humans are not always that great, software makes mistakes too, and some experts worry it could even contribute to voter disenfranchisement. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, our Friday segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Kyle Wiggers reports on artificial intelligence for VentureBeat. Here's how he says the software works.
Automatic signature verification software relies on algorithms to verify signatures, in this case on ballots. What it's doing is comparing signatures found on mail-in ballots with other signatures that come from state databases, usually motor vehicle databases. And what it's looking at is certain features in those signatures, which could be the width of a signature and the height of a signature, and also what are called local signatures, which could be things like symmetry and stroke directions.
How often is it wrong? And how does that compare with how often humans are wrong?
Some studies show the accuracy could be as low as 74%. Other studies suggest it could be much higher, as high as 96%. But we don't have benchmarks from the systems that are in use to verify signatures on these mail-in ballots. We basically have to, you know, go by what the manufacturers of these systems are telling us, which is that these systems are accurate. In some counties, the software has been adjusted to approve 40% of signatures or 20% of signatures. It's really up to county officials to determine how high they want to set that threshold, which is problematic in many ways, but that's the reality of the situation.
When I read your story, I immediately thought of my own signature, which is literally a line, like a line that a drunk person would draw. I mean, are there flaws in this software that's supposed to read signatures?
Many of the experts I spoke to said that certain voters, especially those with mental or physical disabilities or stress-related ailments or who don't write in English as a first language, are potentially at higher risk of having their ballots rejected. And when you're dealing with algorithms like this, it's always difficult to say how representative the data sets are that were used to train the algorithms. There's also another point to consider, which is a lot of the signatures that are used to verify identities on these mail-in ballots are collected using electronic pads. And electronic pads are, of course, nothing like paper ballots. So yeah, needless to say, there are a lot of factors here that could be discriminatory.
Are human reviewers involved in the process at some point in the counties that use this technology?
Yes, correct. Some counties have a multi-step approval process where software looks at these signatures first, and then humans, and then there's an audit afterward, but it varies depending on the state. Again, there are no consistent guidelines regarding this. It's really kind of being determined as we speak what the best implementation practices are.
If your ballot is rejected, whether by a robot, actually, I guess, or a human, I mean, can you do anything about it? Do you get a second chance?
Yes. So in 18 states, voters who experience a rejection of their ballot because of a missing signature or discrepancy, they'll be notified. That's codified in law. But the protocols definitely vary by county. There was a study by the University of Florida that found that smaller counties often simply fail to mail notices. However, other counties are pretty good about it. In Sarasota County, for example, officials will send a letter to voters, and they'll also try to alert them by text or call. And I've seen other counties that even go the social media route. They'll try to reach out to voters via Facebook if they have that information. But again, it really depends on where you live. And the truth is that many voters probably might not be aware that their signatures were rejected or not verified properly, and may never get the opportunity then to correct that error.
Kyle Wiggers reports on artificial intelligence for VentureBeat. And now for some related links. So Kyle Wiggers was telling us about how robots may be imperfect at matching signatures, but it turns out that people are really not so good themselves. Yeah, there are trained experts used in like court who can do forensic analysis and their percent accuracy rate is in the 90s, but that's not who's looking at ballot signatures. In some cases, it's just spare staff from City Hall brought in to help. And then you've got issues like how people's signatures change over time. As they get older, their hands might move differently. Young people might be experimenting with different signatures. People whose first language is not English may have trouble with consistent signatures, according to experts. And the number of ballots disqualified on the basis of signature has sometimes been larger than the margin of victory in a race. The LA Times has a really good write-up of this and some examples where you can see how well you do at identifying whether two signatures came from the same person. I did not do very well. Jesus Alvarado, Rose Conlon, and Stephanie Hughes produced Marketplace Tech. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman engineer the show. And I'm Sabri Benishore, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.